And we're going to go down to Gulfport, Mississippi now, where we're joined by Tom Ashe, who owns three properties in the city. Mr. Ashe, it's good to talk with you.
How you doing tonight?
And I'm fine, thank you. And we met a couple of weeks ago when I was down in Gulfport. You were already back in your house just a couple of days after the hurricane, starting to clean things up.
Yes, in fact, you made the comment that I sure did look nice and clean, but believe me, now it's a different story. So,
you were watching the speech tonight, and I wonder how it struck you, if the president had words about rebuilding in your part of the coast that you found some comfort in.
Yeah, I think it was very positive, upbeat. I like some of the plans that he talked about implementing, that it would encourage people to get involved and take charge of their own lives. And I also liked that he didn't dwell on some of the mistakes that may have happened.
He did address some of those mistakes and some of the failures of the response.
Yes, he did. And in my opinion, from my view, it's been the bureaucracy itself. I can't blame that on the president, but certainly all the levels it had to go through to get things rolling was the main issue in my mind.
Are you at a point, Mr. Ashe, where you can imagine a rebuilt, revitalized Gulfport? I know all around you there are just scenes of incredible devastation.
It's happened time and time and time again, and yeah, it'll happen. The scope of this one is so large that it's probably going to take years to get back to the bloom that we seem to be having before the storm.
Well, Mr. Ashe, we appreciate your being with us. Thanks so much.
You're quite welcome.
That's Tom Ashe speaking with us from Gulfport, Mississippi.